When I look at the IT budget, I always try to recognize that there are two broad ways that I think about information technology. A large part of information technology is essentially, it is essential. It's like a utility. You absolutely have to have it. You have to have internet connections. You have to have ERPs. You have to have ways for students to register. You have to provide communication services. So there are essential investments, and those are the largest part of most IT budgets. But there are also strategic investments, investments that you make in information technology that directly help provide competitive advantage to your university as it relates to teaching and research scholarship. So at the University of Virginia, for example, I would make a distinction between public computing labs and email services, both of which are essential and consume a lot of resources, and investing in high-end technical support for computationally intense scholars and research. The essential services tend to be services that have commoditized, meaning that they've standardized, and in general, you start to see prices drop. The strategic investments are always investments that are experimental, they're higher risk, and they're often one-off. So as we look at how to approach budget challenges, the real goal is how do we drive the cost of essential services down? How do we ride commoditization? How do we ride economies of scale? And how do we continue to find, even in constrained budget times, how do we find money to invest in new strategic areas of information technology? And some of the things that we're looking at include changing some assumptions that I think universities have operated, IT departments especially, have operated under for a long time. When IT started coming on in universities, universities were the source, the provider of most technology, and they were also the source and provider of the demand of that technology. So if you, 25 years ago, were using computers and technology in a university environment, odds are you were using it in order to accomplish something directly related to your schoolwork or your research. I have a 17-year-old daughter. She lives and dies by a computer right now, and she does schoolwork on that computer. But if that computer were to fail, while she would be concerned about getting her schoolwork done, it would not be the first thing that would drive her in search of support. And yet we have, I believe, IT departments typically assume that we're responsible for making sure that all of that works. And one of the questions that I want to ask is, should we, in a world where now that technology has commoditized, there are multiple vendors, multiple providers, multiple sources of help, what's the right role for a central IT department in sort of commodity help desk support? And it's not that I, for example, believe that IT is going to get out of the help desk business. But I do believe that we have to find ways to figure out what we're going to support and how we're going to drive support towards more specialized services. So how do we help biologists who suddenly need to parallelize their code and have access to high-performance networks and compute cycles? How do we get them the help that they need and not be drowned by all these commodity devices that have commodity problems, antivirus problems, connectivity problems? So we're starting to really rethink how we provide help desk support. We have a large installation of public computing labs, and the demand, if you go by just amount of time and seats for those public computing labs, goes up. And yet when we look at how the public computing labs are being used, we find that 95% of the use is for commodity software available on the computers that students already own. So at Virginia, we know that 99% of the incoming class last year had laptop computers. 95% of the use in our public computing labs is driven by browsers and office productivity software, which is ubiquitously available. So another question that we start to ask is, should we in fact be pulling back, reallocating the resources from public computing labs to other more strategic purposes? It is arguably convenient for students to be able to leave their laptops at home, but it may not be the wisest thing to do. Another way that I think about it as a teacher is you have a sort of chicken and egg problem of people using technology in the classroom. If you enable a world where they can leave it at home and then they can drop in, we see the drop-in rate going up, they can drop in on the public computing labs to check their email and browse stuff. You don't have that technology present and available in the classroom. If we quit enabling leaving the technology at home, it would probably start showing up in the classroom, and then professors might start taking more advantage of it. And that also will obviously have controversy because some faculty don't want technology in the classroom. But the point that we try to look at is, as you look at budget cuts and you look at how to make it, is to recognize that the world, especially in IT, changes on a very fast cycle. And a world in which you assumed that the university provided all the technology just doesn't exist anymore. The technology is ubiquitously out there, and we need to start looking at our funding models and find ways again to shift resources from commodity computing into more strategic investments in technology.